Maybe you've seen a sticker that says Make Jax Weird on a cash register at a cafe or a car driving by. The slogan acknowledges Jacksonville isn't quite Austin or Portland. 5 years in, the creator of Make Jax Weird is still trying to do just that, now by holding in-person meetups. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and I was at the first one last month.
Welcome!
Patricia Larkin is greeting her Make Jax Weird acolytes at Aardwolf Brewery in San Marco.
Our values are mutual respect, creative expression, supporting local business.
It's a long list, and Larkin's rattling it off before she's introduced herself.
I'm still anonymous.
That's been intentional, she tells them.
Because I was aware that I was a white woman, and I didn't want people to think it was just for white people or just for women.
Judging from the diverse crowd tonight, people did not. One woman goes beyond homeschooling to unschool her kids. The owners of the Murray Hillbilly food truck are here. And so is Matt Monroe, who teaches kids to play French horn.
Honestly, like, Jacksonville kind of chose me.
When he saw the invitation, he thought of his hometown slogan, Keep Portland Weird.
And it reminds me a lot of the Portland I know as a kid. Just a lot of like meetings like this going on, just kind of grassroots stuff and creative people and kind of a place that's not known that well to the rest of the world.
His adopted city is getting weirder, he says. And Eva Tutain says she's helping. She's here to network for her Laughology business. That's when you force yourself to laugh to trick your brain into being happy.
I have to be able to just let myself go and show people it's all right and there's no judgment, that these are exercises and it's good for your health and you'll thank me for it later. But it's weird.
All in all, about 25 people responded to Larkin's invitation.
Everyone that showed up shared so sincerely, and I could tell that everyone felt welcomed and comfortable in the space.
She says the stickers were finally born in 2012 after a year of thinking about them.
Creating the ideas that you have in your head is actually scary, and pushing through that is so important, and I wanted to inspire other people to do the same thing as well, which is the message of the sticker, Make Jax Weird. It's an imperative. Do the thing. Take action.
Not only did she create the stickers, but she sells them to local businesses who sell them at their counters for twice as much, $2 each. So many have sold, Larkin says she doesn't react anymore when she sees them on random people's laptops.
I want to see a world where everyone can authentically be themselves and be accepted for who they are. And so reclaiming that label of weird, and that's something really beautiful that happened tonight. Everyone that showed up, some of the people stood up and said, I'm weird, and everyone smiled and applauded, and it was beautiful.
Larkin says she plans to keep spreading the weirdness through her Make Jax Weird podcast, discussions on her Facebook page, and more meetups like this one. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.